with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Republicans Jimmy Patronis and Randy Fine won special elections Tuesday in two Florida congressional districts. They were bolstered by President Trump's endorsement to fill vacant seats in reliably Republican strongholds. Patronis fended off a challenge from Democrat Kay Vallemond, even though she far outraised him and outspent him. Fine won his race against Democratic challenger Josh Weil for a seat vacated by Michael Waltz when he was tapped to become Trump's national security advisor. No votes in the House for this week, and that has upset House Speaker Mike Johnson. It's all because some GOP members defied him over his efforts to squash a proposal for new parents in Congress to be able to vote by proxy rather than in person as they care for newborns.
That rule being brought down means that we can't have any further action on the floor this week. That means we will not be voting on the SAVE Act for election integrity. We will not be voting on the rogue judges who are attacking President Trump's agenda. We will not be taking down these terrible Biden policies with the CRA votes. All that was just wiped off the table. It's very unfortunate.
Nine of his own Republicans joined all Democrats in rejecting his plan 206 to 222 in a dramatic vote. One of Senator Cory Booker's staffers was arrested on Monday for carrying a concealed pistol into the Capitol.
Capitol Police say the staffer, Kevin Batts of New Jersey, had earlier been led around security into one of the Senate office buildings. He later wound up outside the Senate chamber and informed officers there he was armed. Capitol Police said in a statement all weapons are prohibited from Capitol grounds. That prohibition applies even to retired law enforcement officers and those with carry permits from other states and the District of Columbia. Bob Agnew reporting.
And this is SRN News. Britain's assisted suicide bill is in trouble.
Supporters of the controversial legislation facing a growing public backlash have agreed to extend debate, meaning that assisted suicide might not become law before 2029. But that's the year the United Kingdom is scheduled to hold an election, the results of which might put an end to the assisted suicide bill altogether. Opponents say the measure will victimize the disabled and the elderly, for whom a right to die might become a duty to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
National pro-life groups are organizing a lobbying effort with Congress and the Trump administration aimed at eliminating funding for Planned Parenthood. Pro-life advocates believe Republican control of the White House and Congress presents a unique opportunity to end federal reimbursement for the nation's largest abortion business. Some also think Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency could be a tool for getting it done. This is SRN News. Scientists want to learn more about a tiny newly discovered flower in the wilds of West Texas.
They're hoping it will bloom again in a couple of weeks after rain finally fell in the area. Dubbed the Woolly Devil, the flower with furry leaves, purplish-striped petals, and pops of yellow is a new genus and species in the same family as sunflowers and daisies. It was discovered last year in Big Bend National Park, known for its rugged landscape of desert, canyons, and mountains on the border with Mexico. A Big Bend botanist says there's still a lot to learn about this new flower. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Former NFL player Richard Sherman is the latest sports figure whose home's been burglarized. The Super Bowl champion posted pictures and a video on social media asking if anyone recognized three armed intruders that broke into his house last weekend. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.